Hello, welcome to Pen Positive. This is Vinod Narayan, and this episode, I'm starting a new series. Every episode, I'm going to ask myself a few questions related to career, and I'll try to answer them. I don't know how many questions I'll be able to cover, but I want to complete the video within 10-11 minutes. So the first question today is, what are your long-term career goals? Before I try to answer that question, I want to discuss about career goals. How long am I going to work? I am now 52. I see there are people who went to school with me who are discussing about retirement, but I have a problem. I don't think I will be retiring from workforce at least till the age of 66. I don't think I'll even retire at 66, but till 66 for sure, because for me, working in US, to get full benefits, I have to work till 65, 66. So I don't have a choice. Let me put it that way. Because when I was young, I didn't really have any career goals. I didn't really take care of career in a serious manner. So I did not create a lot of wealth, which would enable me at this point to retire or not work for money. So for me, I don't have a choice. I have to work. I have to pay my bills. So I at least have another 13 years that I think I should remain employable. Now, what is the career goals? So the first career goal is to remain employable. Some people might say that's not a career goal. That doesn't mean anything. For me, I'm just talking about myself. I don't know about you. For me, at the age of 52, that is an important career goal, to remain employable. Why? Because a lot of things are changing in the industry. Many times what's happening is that there are changes happening so fast that we are not able to keep up with it. And there are a lot of people who used to do certain things during their when they were in their 30s and 40s have switched to doing a set of different things because they think that's more valuable. Everyone who wants to continue working for another 15 years, 20 years or 30 years, they have to remain in employment. Now, there's another career goal. What do I want to do during this next 12, 15 years? I don't want to be a people manager. I don't want to be looking at fancy titles in my career. And I have many reasons for it. I find myself very comfortable and very happy doing an independent contributor kind of, individual contributor kind of role. I don't find a lot of fun in people management. Apart from that, I found over the last few years that if you don't have a director, VP kind of title, it is easier for you to remain employable. And some people might say that the entire approach that I'm taking towards career goals is a very defeating one. It's not the kind of hyped up one that most of the people do. But that's okay, that's me. But for me, it's important that I enjoy what I'm doing. I want to be in a career that I enjoy. So how do I do that? For that, I need to love what I'm doing. So at this moment, the work that I'm doing, my past job, I think for the past about 14 years, I have loved my job. I really liked my job. Did it help me make a lot of money? Maybe not. But I don't think there's been very few days that I really did not want to go to office. So I think I want to continue the next 15 years also with having to get up in the morning and feeling good about going to the office, which is not just about the company I work. It's also about the people I work, the kind of work I do. And if I can add value on a regular basis, I want to keep doing that. Where do I find myself in another 15 years? I find myself doing more responsibilities in the same kind of role that I do. For example, currently I'm an agile coach. I would want to be doing agile coach with more responsibilities, extending my sphere of influence to a much larger area. And also starting to do some coaching and training apart from the job that I do. Currently, I don't do it. Currently, all my work is associated with the company that I work. But in the future, I would probably have my own consulting company or coaching company that I would spend a significant amount of time doing that as well. I might be, we don't know how the media field is going at that point of time. Maybe this YouTube channel that I'm doing, Pen Positive, the channel that I'm doing, can expand itself into something different from a career perspective. So these are all my career goals. I know it's not clearly structured, but that's okay. I at least have a clear idea of what I want to do right now. Maybe for the first 1 to 2 years, there are certain things that I want to gain knowledge on and establish myself. So that's my career goal. Second question is, how do you define success in your career? I think if I'm able to work, if I'm able to go to office when I, every day I get up, I feel good going to the office. And if after 10 years, at any point of time, if I lose a job and I can get a job without much difficulty, I think my career has been successful. I am not looking at career success from the amount of money that I make, the title that I am in, nothing like that. If I lose a job, because I think that's how I look at career, work and everything. Because personally, I'm much, much more beyond the career and the work that I do. So I think if I lose my job today and I can get a job tomorrow without much difficulty and I can get references from the industry, then I think my career has been successful. If people don't refer me, then I think those are things that I would really want to work on. So probably having references, having being connected with people within the industry, those are the things that I would consider myself to be successful. Would you consider other things as successful? Yes, probably. Currently, I have this many years of experience delivering this many things. I would definitely want to increase that with new customers and new engagements that I can write and talk about. So that's where I would consider success. What inspired you to choose your current career path? So I chose this career path, I think, in 2010, about 14 years. Before that, I had gone through different paths of career. And this was not really a choice. I left one part of my life and entered a new one where I had to do something. 2010, I had a lot of debt and I had to get into the workforce. And I didn't have much of a choice. So I went ahead and got a job and then I discovered Agile, I think about 2 years later. And since then, I've been doing what I'm currently doing. I think the reason I was inspired to choose this career was that I thought, okay, Agile is an interesting thing. Most of the companies are moving towards Agile. And when I learned about it, I found that these were things that I understood very well. I was very interested in psychology, in people, in trying to solve problems, in processes. I was also very interested in kind of finding the easiest way of doing something, the simplest way of doing something. When someone gives me a job, my first thought is, how can I make this easier? How can I make this faster when the job comes to me again? And that comes very natural. And probably that's why the entire Agile process and entire enterprise agility, all those things kind of interested me. And that's probably why what inspired me to choose the career. Though it was not, this is more of an afterthought rather than I did not really plan for it. I knew about Agile before, but I did not consider a career in it till I saw that happening in around me, and I figured out, you know, I am doing these things, but I'm not giving it a name, and this is probably called Agile, and I like doing it. So definitely that's right. I thought I'll have one more question, but I think it's already about going to be about 10 minutes. So probably three, I don't know if these questions really, the answers that I said to these questions, do they really make sense? But my whole idea of doing this series of videos are not just to give you an answer, but also try to figure out, try to find what are the answers. Maybe there are some things that you could connect. Think about it. What do you think about these three questions? One, what are your career goals? Two, what does success mean in a career? Three, what inspired you to take your current career? I don't know if my answers would change if the same questions are asked to me 6 months down the line. I think it would, because we all learn new things about ourselves, about our career, about the world that we live in. So even with the same questions, the answers have to change. You guys take care. I'll see you all in the next episode. Thank you.